State Farm Agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And we are ready for our fourth game broadcast here on WGNS Radio, an encore of the Blackman Smyrna girls from earlier this afternoon. John Dinkins has a look at the starting lineups, and then we'll have the play-by-play action here for you. Brought to you courtesy of Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography, those starters.
All right, Brian, and we do have them for you. For Blackman, it'll be Crystal Dangerfield, a 5'5 sophomore guard, number 32. Micah Norris, number 11, a 5'10 senior guard. Alex Johnson will be at forward, 6 foot, 30, wearing number 34. She's not a freshman, I know that. But Jazz Bond, a 5'10 junior guard, number 24. Mimi Jackson, number 22, a 5'10 forward. For Smyrna, it'll be Allie Bolton, number 21, 5'9 junior forward. Brooklyn Blanchard at the point, a 5'4 junior. She'll wear number 3. Brianne Alexander, number 32, 5'11 senior center. Tyra Hughes, a very good-looking freshman, 5'10, freshman center, number 45, Tyra Hughes. And Keisha Brady, another freshman, will round out the top five here for Smyrna, a 5'6 freshman wearing number 33. For Blackman, it's Dangerfield, Norris, Johnson, Bond, and Jackson. For Smyrna, it's Bolton, Blanchard, Alexander, Hughes, and Brady. And we're about ready to get this one underway. And our Jay Mullins jury tip of the game, Brian, would be our time.
Late. But if you're late with your Valentine's gift ideas, you can stop on by there, and they can certainly help you out at Jay Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard behind Capital Bank and next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
And over and back call, and Blackman will turn it over. Gives it out to Smyrna. Blanchard has it. Right side it goes to Brady. Inside to Breanne Alexander. Boy, she had four girls on her on that shot attempt. Taken away. Here's Dangerfield. Pulls up. Jumpers off. No good. Rebound. Alexander, I think she stepped on the line, may have been pushed. That's going to be Blackman's ball. She did step on the inbounds line out there.
Boy, the first 30 seconds is any indication. These teams are a little tight. Blackman, of course, hasn't played a game in this district tournament yet.
It does make a difference. It does make a difference for Mimi Jackson. She just gunned one from outside, a first bank three for Jackson. So the first points belong to Blackman. They lead it 3-0 first quarter. John Dingins, Brian Barrett, glad to have you with us. We're going to be here a while. We're going to be in your living rooms or wherever you have the radio. Here's Jackson, 2-on-1 with the steal. Over to Norris, back to Jackson. Flips it inside to Bond, running down the lane, the trailer, and it's good.
Beautiful ball movement right there. You just cannot get any better than that. That's unselfish play. That's picture perfect.
Blanchard throws it away. Over to Dangerfield. Going to be an easy layup, and it is by Micah Norris. And immediately, Sean Middleton calls timeout on this Blackman run. Blackman leads 7-0. And you're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS. A chance for Brian to talk about Bob Parks Auction.
Well, if you need immediate results, friends, there's no better way to sell your property than with the professional auction team of Bob Bug and Stan Bought at Bob Parks Auction. Get more buyers at your sale by using the power of Bob Parks Auction with Stan Bought and Bob Bug. 896-4600 is the number. They're online at bobparksauction.com. See where they'll be doing that really fast talking. They've got lots of great properties for you to view. Great auctions upcoming at bobparksauction.com. With Bob Bug and Stan Vaught, friends, you can consider it sold.
7-0 our score. Thank you, Brian. Brooklyn Blanchard is going to bring it up for Smyrna. Across the timeline, takes a dribble, brings it to the left side to Treasure Hunt. Just checked in and out, rims out of there. Rebound, Jackson. Here come the Blaze. Crossover dribble by Jackson. Now Norris at the foul line. Takes the jumper. It's good. Micah Norris with another basket. She has four and the lead now 9-0.
Boy, they're just hitting everything, John. Blackman really coming out strong after a shaky first possession.
Alexander has it at the foul line extended, and it's knocked out of bounds off of Alexander. And another big turnover for Blackman.
That's their second turnover. Smyrna, they have four turnovers.
Here's Dangerfield, brings it out right side to Johnson in the corner, over to Bond. Here's a jumper by Dangerfield, good. First bank three is happening so quick. Brian, Smyrna may have to call another timeout to get things settled.
Yeah, they're down 12-0 here, and we play just a couple of minutes, John. They're going to have to stop the bleeding here somehow.
Here's a move by Blanchard in the lane, puts up the layup, but she's going to be, well, we got a foul underneath. It's going to be Blackman's basketball. Foul on Brady. All right, here's Blackman with the ball. 5:44 to go in the first. It's been all Blackman. Here's Alex Johnson with a little runner in the lane. It's no good. Hunt down with the rebound. 12-0 the score, Blackman. This is so typical of Blackman's starts, isn't it, Brian, this year?
Yeah, they just put the throttle down, and it's hard to catch back up.
Alexander's shot from the foul line is blocked. Coming down with it is Norris. They want to run. Norris stops, gives it to Bond. Finds a lane, puts up a little eight-footer. It's short, gets her own rebound. Back to Johnson. She'll take the jumper. It's no good. Off their left side of the rim, and here comes Brady for Smyrna. Smyrna has not scored yet. Here's Hughes. Dishes off to Hunt for three. It's no good. Rebound picked up Blanchard. She goes up, partially blocked. With the rebound is Brady, and she's going to get it. Nice job on the boards there by Smyrna that time.
Well, they really needed that in the worst way.
Here's Bond. Turns around with the left hand. It's short. Rebound, Hughes for Smyrna. 12-2 now. Every possession meaningful right now for Smyrna. Here's a jumper by Hunt. In and out, rebound, Norris. Johnson has it, back to Norris. Going to give it to Jackson. Dangerfield was already down the other end of the court. She was waiting for a pass.
She thought they might have gotten a break basket there.
And a foul underneath. And the foul is on Mimi Jackson. Her first team foul on Blackman. Tyra Hughes going to come out for Smyrna.
Foul trouble is something that Smyrna had in their game versus Siegel, especially, you know, inside the post players. And Alexander had a lot of foul trouble. They're going to have to stay away from that tonight to try to beat these Lady Blaze.
Treasure can't dribble. She's already done that. Tries to tip it inside. It's out of bounds off Smyrna. Turnovers mounting up for Smyrna. Tyra Hughes going to come back in. I think Alexander's going to get a breather. 8 turnovers already for the Smyrna Bulldogs. You could just throw that at me, Brian, if you'd like. Just toss it down.
Throw that?
The mechanical. Our technology.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's silicone. It'll bounce.
Right side, here goes Angel Allen, who's checked in for Blackman. And inside it goes Dangerfield. Make that Allen. She comes back out with it. Also in the game is K.K. Williams, too. K.K. has been on the injured list the last week or two with an ankle, but she's back in there tonight. Here's Dangerfield. Gets a screen. Jumper from outside is good. It's just a two. Nice shot by Crystal. 14-2 now, Blackman. 3:15 to go in the first.
Dangerfield, of course, the first Blackman girl to be a Miss Basketball finalist, joining Alexa Middleton in that field this year.
Hunt spins in the lane and gets a little eight-footer to go. Hunt, and they need her presence tonight offensively. And we have a whistle and a foul on Blanchard. She gave Dangerfield a little push. It'll be Blackman's ball in the backcourt. Norris going to throw it in.
The winner of this game will play in the championship game on Monday, by the way, at 7:30. Girls' consolation and championships are on Monday, boys on Tuesday. The loser will fall to the consolation game.
Dangerfield goes left side, stops, pulls up, takes a 15-footer, no good. Gets a rebound, tipped out by Norris. They try to get it down low to Johnson. The ball gets away, out of bounds. It'll be a turnover for Blackman. 14-4 the score, 2:46 to go here in the first quarter of play. One of four games tonight. You're going to be here. You can tune in to WGNS all night long. Here's a nice move in the lane by Brady. Does a reverse layup, can't get it to fall. Johnson down with a rebound. Dangerfield comes across the timeline. Lifts it over to Angel Allen for a jumper from the corner. No good. Blanchard down with it. Finds Brady down low. Wanting to run is Smyrna. Misses the shot. Rebound, Williams. What an addition they have with Williams getting back off the bench and as if they needed any more. Dangerfield intercepted by Bolton. Kind of gotten into a running game here. Brady waits up for Blanchard. K.K. Williams knocks it out of bounds, or Allen does. Long pass from Dangerfield to Norris. It's going to be an easy two. No. And Hunt steps out of bounds. That shot by Norris was missed. And I think, well, we've got to stop and play. I thought maybe Hunt had stepped on the, they've called a quick time, official time. Thought maybe she'd been on the inbounds line out there, and that's what she did. Here's Mimi Jackson from 18. No good. Kaitlyn Moore into the ballgame for Smyrna. Bolton almost loses it. Gives it to Blanchard. Now she's clobbered by Norris by accidentally. And Norris is going to pick up her first foul. 14-4 our score. A minute 46 to go. It's Johnson, Bond, Jackson, Norris, and Dangerfield for Blackman. Bolton, Blanchard, Hunt, Moore, and Hughes for Smyrna. At the top of the key, between the circles is Blanchard. Now back to Blanchard as she gets it from Hunt. Blanchard drives, goes in the middle of the lane, and puts up a little floater that goes in. Brooklyn, her first basket, 14-6, and the Blackman lead has been cut to 8. And Brian, they've not scored in a little bit. Oh, nice feed inside. Williams to Johnson. The basket's good, and Chad Hibden wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. It's 16-6. Blackman in front. Stay with us.
The fun never ends at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
People have to have a recreational outlet, and this is one the whole family can attend, and everybody can enjoy it.
Roy Bowden is the owner of the Smyrna Bowling Center.
With a lot of the people working second and third shifts, they want to relax and have something to do before they get home and unwind, and this facility actually runs 24 hours a day.
That's right, 24 hours of fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Don't forget to read local sports coverage from Jeff Jordan every Thursday and Sunday in the Murfreesboro Post and online at MurfreesboroPost.com. Scores and standings for middle and high school sports in the Murfreesboro Post.
Just over a minute here to go in the first quarter. Blackman leads 16-6. Kaitlyn Moore drives in, and she's going to be fouled. And I think he's pointing that there are going to be two shots here. And the foul is on Jazz Bond. So going to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line is Kaitlyn Moore. The first one is up, and it is no good. Kaitlyn, a 5'6 freshman, has seen a lot of action, particularly later on in the season. Second one is good. 16-7, she hits one of two. Here's Norris in the corner to Bond. Top of the key goes to Mimi Jackson. Drives with the right hand, stops at the foul line, gets it down low to Bond, lays it up and in. That pass went about 80 miles an hour into the hands of Jazz Bond.
Boy, if you're not ready for that pass, you're going to get smoked.
Here's a feed to Alexander, intercepted by Jackson. They're just anticipating so well. Dangerfield puts it up with the left hand, and she's going to be fouled. No choice for Smyrna but to foul. And the foul is on Kaitlyn Moore, her first. 13 foul on Smyrna. Turnovers are killing the Lady Bulldogs right now.
Yeah, right now, John, the turnovers up to 11 in double digits, and we're not out of the first quarter. And so that's a pace that they cannot continue and win this ball game.
Dangerfield with the first of two. The second one is up. Good also from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. They've offered the finest products and services since 1966, 893-7930. Full court pressure now by Blackman. They have a 20-7 lead. Long pass up to Blanchard. Blanchard streaks by Mimi Jackson, gives it over to Bolton, goes up, misses the shot, fouled by Johnson. One thing I'm observing here is Bolton probably on that play, instead of going to the basket, may have just taken that little soft jumper. But she's going to go to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line anyway. First shot is up and no good. You can call them at 893-7930. I know they've been very, very busy, but they'll still take care of you. It's been with the weather. Second free throw also missed. Alexander there, and she's going to be fouled. I think Bond got her. And that was a nice play by Breann Alexander to get that rebound.
Alexander is such an integral part of these this Lady Bulldog basketball team. She really needs to have a good game here today.
First free throw is up. It rolls good. Excellent free throw shooter. Breann Alexander heading to Austin Peay after her playing days are over. And Sean Milton doesn't want that to end until at least about three more weeks. Has faced a lot of injuries over the course of the years, but has had a fine senior season. K.K. Williams getting ready to check back in. Free throw is up. Missed the second one. Rebound, Norris. Norris gives it to Allen, who's in for Dangerfield. Over in the corner, it goes to Williams. Williams dribbles with the left hand. Now over in the corner, it goes to Allen. Right wing to Jackson. Jackson brings it back out. 10 seconds. 9. Jackson stops, shoots, pulls up. Hits the 18-footer, no. A rebound, though, Williams, and she's going to go to the free throw line to shoot.
Well, that was a really tough job there by Williams. I mean, she really showed a lot of grit down there trying to rebound amongst the Lady Bulldogs. They had her triple-teamed, and she still managed to force up a shot.
It was amazing how she was, but she jumped straight up vertically. Free throw is up and rolls, no good. Mia Greatrix getting ready to come in for a few seconds and give Alex Johnson a breather. Mia is a 5'11 sophomore.
Chad has so much depth that they've developed. Greatrix comes in and gives him some good minutes.
Yeah, some have moved in. Some heaps are homegrown, been there for a while. And the long jumper by Moore is up, and it is no good. And that's the end of the first quarter with a score. Blackman 21, Smyrna 8. And you're listening to State Farm District 7 AAA basketball action here from WGNS. Stay with us.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
One in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and I can help you get to a better state. 896-2013.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton. Let me help you by handling your auto, home, and life insurance. 895-0500.
Get styled for fall at Stones River Mall. Cooler weather is just around the corner, so shop now for this season's hottest fashions. Pair a cozy sweater with dark denim to look trendy while you cheer on your favorite team. Shop for your favorites at Dillard's, JCPenney, or Versona. With more than 60 retailers, you're sure to find something you love at Stones River Mall. Find us on Facebook and Twitter for style tips, upcoming events, and sales info.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Quarter of action, Smyrna trailing, bolting up with an 18-footer from the top of the key, no good. Moore down with a rebound. 21-8, Blackman leading it. First game of four tonight, or this afternoon. Here's Treasure Hunt. She takes the long jumper. It's good. It's a first bank three. For Treasure Hunt, huge basket.
Yeah, really, really needed that. And, John, that gets the lead down to 10. It's much more manageable now. We'll see if Blackman's got another run at them. They've held off Smyrna each time.
We've got to give Smyrna credit because they were blitzed in the early in this game. Shot is blocked. They give it to Norris in the lane. Puts up an 8-footer, no good. Rebound, Dangerfield has it, right side. Brings it across, Blackman going left and right. Dangerfield over to Norris, left wing. Long jumper good. Boy, has she not improved that shot.
Yes, she's really, really a very big threat outside now, John, and that's adding to her arsenal.
Here's Moore with a drive from the left side, and it's good. Moore with four. Make that three, excuse me. Dangerfield has it to Norris. Between the circles, goes over to the right side to Allen. Now in the corner to Dangerfield. She'll bring it back out. Smyrna playing man-to-man right now at the moment. Norris looks over to Jackson. In the corner it goes to Johnson. Blackman, no hurry at this point. They have an 11-point lead. Dangerfield with a pick. It gives it back to Norris. Oh, she thought about it, didn't she? Here's Dangerfield. Crossover dribble. Gives it back to Allen. Over to Johnson. This is a very quick lineup in here right now for Blackman. Inside, Jackson posting up. Fadeaway jumper. Doesn't go. Rebound, Blanchard. Blanchard going to move. Dre makes a nice move and going to get tripped up and fouled. Going to go to the free throw line here. I thought maybe she might have walked, but I think she was tripped up. Foul is on Dangerfield, her first. Blanchard fearless. She went in there with up against two people. First free throw is up, and it is good. The Fans Heating and Air free throw line, they'll design the perfect system to meet your needs. 893-7930.
You know, I don't see her backing down from any people.
No, no. Jazz Bond comes back in. Second free throw, also good. Blanchard with four. And ever so slowly, Brian, they're creeping back. 24-15.
Well, there's not any die in this bunch.
And she double dribbled. Turnover, Blackman. That's turnover number seven for the Blaze. 5:44 to go. Here in the half, Mia Greatrix is getting ready to come back in. Smyrna's ball. A chance to cut it even further here on this trip. Moore. Well, the crowd's gotten deathly quiet here all of a sudden. Moore, a little jumper in the lane. Too short. And there's a push, though, inside, and it's going to be on Smyrna. And the foul is on Alexander. That's her first. So not in severe trouble yet. Johnson going to come out. And checking in is Greatrix, who played briefly in the first quarter. 24-15, Blackman. They have the lead in the ball. Down low to Bond. Man, they could do that all night, I think. Bond misses the shot, misses the second shot, and it's out of bounds. Going to belong to the Blaze. Wow. That play has worked. This time it didn't work. Jazz missed the shot, but that little lane right through there, Brian, is definitely open.
Well, they are using that to their advantage. We'll see. They get an inbounds, but it's stolen.
What a play by Blanchard. Going to go up with a layup. It's up and good. Anticipation. That's her middle name. She has six. Dangerfield has it. The lead now seven. Johnson going to come back in. Oh, nice crossover move by Dangerfield. Going to be fouled by Blanchard going through. She cut through Hunt and Blanchard. And Blanchard got her. It's really difficult to steal the ball if it's in Dangerfield's hands.
Well, number one, she's so fast.
Yeah.
Number two, she protects it very well. And she's just the epitome of a point guard.
And her dribble is so low to the ground. I mean, it's not that she's short, but it's a very short, compact dribble. Here's Williams. She's open. Just checked in. She guns it from outside. About a 21-footer for Brooklyn Blanchard. She's got nine. I'm sorry. That's Williams. Excuse me. I'll get the right team here. 4 points for her. KK Williams. Here's Blanchard. To Moore. Left side. Drives baseline. Now comes back out. Cross court pass to Brady. Going to drive in. Put it off the window. No good. Norris down with a rebound. They give it over to Johnson. Quickly to Dangerfield. Dangerfield. Penetrates. Now goes back out. 27-17. Inside it goes to Greatrix. In and out on that little short jumper. And now reaching in is Mia Greatrix with the foul. Bond went back out of the lineup. And Greatrix with the foul. And in the bonus situation is Smyrna. And they've got a pretty good free throw shooter going to the line. That's Breanne Alexander. She'll take one from the, it's a 1-1.
Well, with this, they can get it into single digits, the lead for Blackman, and I think that would be a huge accomplishment.
Free throw is good.
For those who are just joining us, Blackman got off to a really fast start in this game. After the first 30 seconds, the next 6.5 minutes or so were really tough for Smyrna.
And the second free throw is missed from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. 27-18, the lead is 9. Well, a lot of teams would have just buckled under.
Right.
But they held their ground, and hopefully for Smyrna fans, they'll be able to play even with them or more. Here's Norris with a nice move into the lane. No good. Johnson saves the rebound. Dangerfield from 8. It's automatic from there. Dangerfield with 5. Norris makes a steal. It's Blackman's ball. Williams. Takes a look, now waits for some more players to get down there. The steal happened so quickly. That Blackman wasn't even ready to get to the ball, so Micah held up alertly. 3:35 to go, 29-18 the score. Johnson drives baseline. Now spins out, gives it to Dangerfield in front of the Smyrna bench. 3:26 to go here in the first half. Here's Dangerfield, puts it up, and it is no good. Rebound, Moore. Moore in trouble, finds Hughes, who just came back in for Smyrna. Blanchard. Well, they have been all over her tonight. Lobs it over to Moore. They find Hughes at the foul line. She can't handle the pass. And now reaching in is a foul. I think they're Hughes or Alexander. And we're going to march back to the Blackman end and go to the fans heating and air free throw line. And it is Hughes. And Mia Greatrix with a chance to give Blackman a lead that they've held. The biggest lead has been 12, I believe. I think it was 14-2. .304 to go here in the first half. Here's Greatrix. First one is up, and it is no good. Rebound, Hughes. Here comes Smyrna. 2:59 to go in the first half. 29-18. Tries to lob it into Alexander, but Bolton comes up with it. Takes the jumper from the corner, no good. Rebound, Micah Norris. Norris gets it across the timeline to Dangerfield. Dangerfield, the jumper's no good. Greatrix tips it over to Dangerfield, and she gets the basket. 7 for Dangerfield, 31-18. The lead is 13. That's the biggest lead, I believe, of the night. I think it was 14-2. So with 2:20 to go, Smyrna desperately needs a basket. Brady to Alexander in the corner. They brought Alexander out front to Bolton, to Blanchard, and she walks. Turnover. That is turnover number 16. The technology is new to some of us here.
Technology kind of bites you every now and then.
2:12 to go here in the first half. First of four tonight. District 7 AAA tournament action here from Siegel High School. Norris to Bond. Gets it back out to Jackson. To Norris. Norris penetrates but gives off to Johnson. Back to Dangerfield. Going to shoot. Long range. No good. Rebound. Hughes made sure she got that one. And here comes Smyrna. Brady. Brady. Taking a few dribbles, crosses over, now stops, shoots, puts it in the lane, no good, rebound. Bond strips it away from Bolton. 2-on-1, Norris throws a bullet, a bounce pass that Dangerfield can't handle, and that is turnover number 9 for the Blackman Blaze. They've turned it over a lot, but again, Smyrna, a pretty talented basketball team.
Well, you can afford to do that sometimes when you play at the speed that they play.
Got a 30-second timeout. Sean Middleton taking it. And, Brian, you've got another word from Bob Parks Auction.
Well, when you need immediate results, let me tell you, there is not a better way to sell your property than with the professional auction team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. You can get more buyers at your sale by using the power of Bob Parks Auction with Stan Vaught and Bob Bug. Your phone number, 896-4600, online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold. Our coverage of WGNS State Farm District 7 AAA basketball tournament action brought to you in part by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, our friends over at TOA, Winners Trophies and Sporting Goods, Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, and Prentice Alsop Heating and Air.
Thank you, Brian. A minute 30 to go. In the first half, Blackman leads it 31-18. Smyrna with a basketball. Going to bring it up. Blanchard. Hunt in there with her. Blanchard flips it over to Moore. Over to Blanchard. From the left side, it's good for three. Blanchard. That was really important. 9 points for Blanchard. Here's Jackson. Finds Johnson down low, trailing through, and she scores from the right glass. They answered that call, and it's 33-21. A minute left in the first half. Brady, bounce pass Moore, left side. Picked up by Bond. Now gives it over to Brady. Back to Bond. Blanchard, that is. To Hunt, left side. Hunt lobs it back. 43 seconds to go. Blanchard has it. And now Blackman going to try a little trap. Hughes, they've got Hunt down low. Going to take the long three. No good. Rebound, Bond. 32 seconds to go.
May have shot that a little too early.
Here's Dangerfield. Spins in the lane. Hand in her face. Going to go up. Going to be fouled. And I believe Brooklyn Blanchard got her again. Third foul on Brooklyn. Not good news for Sean Middleton. I want to thank Ms. Middleton, by the way. She brought us a gift.
We got some Valentine's cupcakes today.
Free throw is up, and it is good by Dangerfield.
Also, now,
we want to clarify, though, Brian, that was from Mrs. Middleton.
Oh, yes, yes. Sean has a birthday today. Today is his birthday.
Okay.
And I won't tell you how old he is, but I did find a few fossils about the same age in my backyard not too long ago.
Wow. 9 points for Dangerfield from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Bree Patterson in for Smyrna for this last 23 seconds. Moore has it. 35-21 Blackman. Moore tries to get it inside to Alexander. They've not done that very well today, but they did this time. And it's a basket that counts and a foul. Alexander, who has only 4 points. And Alex Johnson with two fouls. And going to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line will be Brianne Alexander. Don't forget, Fans Heating and Air is built on trustworthy service and customer care. 893-7930. Here's the free throw. It's up. Good. Alexander with five. 35-24. An important play there if Blackman doesn't score here. Nice steal by Brady. They've got time and got a timeout by Sean Middleton. Nicely done by Smyrna. 35-24. Blackman leads by 11. Smyrna charging back. We'll be back.
This is Danny Page, and I'm here to tell you about Annette Bratcher. She's a very knowledgeable real estate agent with Reliant Realty. She is the perfect agent to work with both the first-time home buyers as well as a seasoned investor. Call Annette today at 456-1658.
Find your next house on AnnetteBratcher.com. You can do a property search today and find that perfect home for your family. Or look at the featured home. Go to AnnetteBratcher.com. Again, that's AnnetteBratcher.com.
Hi, this is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Have you visited our stores lately? We have car chargers, an OtterBox case, we have awesome set of headsets, Bluetooth speakers, all the greatest accessories available for your product no matter where you bought your cell phone. Stop by Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Check out all the newest and greatest innovations. And remember, Sprint by Cellular Concepts is locally owned and operated. It's a family business.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And with 11 seconds left here in the first half, Smyrna with a chance to cut that lead to single digits again. Moore being handed by Dangerfield, gives it to Hunt, and we've got a foul underneath the basket, and it's going to be on Smyrna.
Going to be on Bolton here, I believe, John.
Yeah, that's unfortunate because that gives the ball back to Blackman, or it's unfortunate for Smyrna, that is. Blackman's got a chance here to add to the lead. To Jackson, down low, the basket's going to count. Big turn of events right there, Brian. They went from a two-point deficit. They made it a four-point spread later on, and that's huge. 37-24 is our score at halftime. Blackman on top, leading the Smyrna Lady Bulldogs. And you're listening to District 7 AAA Basketball Tournament action from WGNS, brought to you by State Farm. Stay with us.
Get you a better sleep.
This is Lori Sane Smith at Reeves Sane. Get flu shots at Reeves Sane, Middle Tennessee's immunization headquarters. We offer flu shots, travel shots, and adult immunizations to individuals 12 years of age or older, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Get flu shots at Reeves Sane. Walk-ins are always welcome. We also provide group and workplace immunizations at your location. Visit Reeves Sane on Memorial Boulevard or online at reevesane.com. Get flu shots at Reeves Sane.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpet Spa Osborne. As far as items for your floors, obviously we think about carpets, but it goes a whole lot farther than that.
We're also well known for hardwood, ceramic tile, laminate, custom area rugs. We also do a large amount of commercial business. We do free estimates. We have our own subcontractors that work for our business. We will come out, look at your floor covering. Throughout the whole process, you deal with an individual.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
Bud's Tire has been helping Rutherford County with tires, oil changes, brakes, and more since 1987. This is Kay Mitchell, and even though we opened Bud's Tire in 1987, Bud started changing tires with his father next to the old hardware store in the 1950s. Just as it was true in the 50s, it is still true today. At Bud's Tire, you will always get friendly customer service. Visit Bud's Tire on the Old Woodbury Highway or call us at 896-TIRE. That's 896-8473.
Hi, this is Amanda at Animal City. I'm inviting your family to come do business with my family. Here at Animal City, not only do we carry a full range of great products for your dogs and cats, you'll also find a host of items for your more exotic family members, like your hedgehogs or sugar gliders. Here at Animal City, we are happy to help you create or maintain the aquarium setup of your dreams, either fresh or saltwater. So come see us at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm Agent Monty King. Let me help you get to a better state by handling your auto, home, and life insurance. 220-2210.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Wondering how much your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama. Let me get you to a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and needs.
Here's to the benefits of teamwork. Not just offense or defense, not just coaches or players. It's teamwork that matters most. Players coming together to make an incredible play and lift the team to new heights. First Bank understands the value of teamwork. Our banking teams work together to help you win in the game of life. We're more than banking. We're First Banking. See firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Ben Weatherford, and please come by First Bank.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS State Farm coverage of the District 7 AAA Basketball Tournament brought to you in part by State Farm Agent Trey Helton at 2690 Memorial Boulevard between the Sports Com and VA. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent Trey Helton, 895-0500. Here is a look at your stats here at the half of the girls' game between Blackman and Smyrna. Blackman leading Smyrna 37-24. And if you're just now joining us, the events that occurred here were really huge because Smyrna had a chance to get the Blackman lead down to single digits. A foul. They give Blackman the ball with seconds left. Blackman and Jackson goes coast to coast to lay it in the hole at the horn. And the lead is 13, 37 to 24. It's the same lead they had after the first quarter of play. But Smyrna has battled and battled. But one thing about it, the Blaze have answered each blow. Here are the stats here from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. 18 rebounds for the Blaze. For Smyrna, 15 on the afternoon. For Blackman shooting from the field, 14 of 34, that's 41%, and they have two First Bank threes. For Smyrna, 8 of 24, 33%, and two First Bank threes for the Lady Bulldogs. From the foul line, 5 of 7, 71% for Blackman. For Smyrna, 6 of 11, 55%. Turnovers, there have been a lot, very uncharacteristic in this game, especially for Blackman with 11 turnovers. Smyrna with 17. They had 11 in the first quarter alone. It was 21-8 at the end of the first. It's 37-24 here at the half. Blackman over Smyrna. You're scoring 9 points for Crystal Dangerfield this afternoon. 7 points for Micah Norris and for Alex Johnson. Both have a 3-pointer. Jazz Bond with 4. Mimi Jackson with 5, including a 3. And K.K. Williams with 4, including a 3. For the Lady Blaze. For the Smyrna Bulldogs, Treasure Hunt with 5 points. Brooklyn Blanchard with 9. Brooklyn has 3 fouls, by the way. We'll have to watch that in the second half. Brianne Alexander with 5 points. Keisha Brady with 2. And Caitlin Moore with 4. That's a look at all of your stats here, courtesy of Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. Don't forget, you can check out all of the latest sports news and notes at WGNSradio.com/sports. We've got the updated brackets there, WGNSradio.com/sports. Also, we'll have some region tournament news as we get closer to that, because we know the teams that we will at least have in region play. So look for that coming up in the coming days at WGNSradio.com/sports. We're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we will have the second half play-by-play for you. The Blackman girls lead the Smyrna girls 37-24. The winner looking to punch their ticket to the District 7 AAA championship game. John will have the play-by-play when we come back here on WGNS.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett with friends who are just like me, totally obsessed with this thin crust heaven. Jacob can't even keep his parents out of his room.
They watch me all the time, and I think my mom found my stash of Sir Pizza boxes.
They're just after your square slices, Jacob. Stay strong. Give in to the Sir Pizza obsession on East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial between the VA and Sportscom.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
Whether you're a fan of the Volunteers, the Blue Raiders, the Vandy Commodores, or the Belmont Bruins, you know it all begins on the high school level. Lenny Farmer here again to tell you that over a century ago, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home had our beginning in Rutherford County, serving your family with compassionate funeral arrangements. Although we continue to update our methods of service, our compassion has not changed. Call Jennings and Ayers today at 893-2422 for your burial and cremation needs.
With million-dollar lawsuits and drastic increases in court costs, are you adequately insured? We can remove the fear of an unforeseen lawsuit with an umbrella liability policy from Auto Owners Insurance. We'll recommend personal and business protection that meets today's needs. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064. Ask us about no problem protection through Auto Owners.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor.
From dings and dents to full body work, Bowen's Body Shop has been trusted by Rutherford Countyans for over 3 decades. Let Jeff and Kyle Bowen put their years of experience to work for you. They have a large paint and body shop at 459 Middle Tennessee Boulevard with all their work done on site. If you have a fender bender or even worse, Bowen's Body Shop is the place to call. 896-0008. Family owned and operated. That's Bowen's Body Shop. 896-0008.
The brand new Mills Family Pharmacy has so much more to offer than before. For example, they have a walk-in clinic now. You can also save time by using the new drive-through window. Pharmacist Chad Mills told us he's proud to sponsor high school sports this year.
We are very proud to sponsor all local high school athletics. We believe that if we invest in local high school sports, we are investing in Rutherford County's future.
Stop by the brand new Mills Family Pharmacy today. They're in the Barfield community on South Church next door to Toots. Online at millsfamilypharmacy.com.
Bell Jewelers, the unforgettable jeweler.
Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Time for the second half here on WGNS State Farm coverage of the District 7 AAA tournament. Here's John.
And immediately, Mike Norris drives to the baseline, left side, and fouled by Brianne Alexander. And going to go to the Toots Good Food and Fun free throw line. Let's get these starting lineups for you here in the second half with Blackman leading by 13. Mimi Jackson, Bond, Norris, Dangerfield, and Johnson for Blackman. It's Blanchard, first one's good. Bolton, Hughes, Alexander, and Brady for Smyrna. Those starting lineups brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. The second one is no good. Norris with 8. The lead is 14 as we begin second half of play. Bolton has it left side. Gives it over to Alexander. Top of the key. Throws it away. Can't afford to keep doing that. Here, Mimi Jackson streaks down the floor and scores.
Yeah, points off of turnovers. That's a big stat. That's one that we don't keep, but we do keep the turnovers, and Blackman's had plenty of opportunities.
And there's another one. It's going to be an easy basket for Jackson as Blackman has pulled out to an 18-point lead. Jackson with 9. Alexander coming down in the backcourt to help him bring the ball up the floor. Here's Hughes. Thought about taking the jumper, doesn't. Cross-court pass to Bolton. Bolton unable to hit that jumper. Rebound. Bond with a left hand. Nice push to Dangerfield. Layup good. And Sean Middleton sees the same thing we're seeing. A Blackman explosion. 44-24. Blackman by 20. We'll be right back.
Come on down to Toots Good Food and Fun and try some of our delicious buffalo wings. We introduced wings to Rutherford County and Middle Tennessee back in 1985. Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. Come try any of our wing flavors, any of our delicious sauces. You can even purchase the sauces here at Toots on Broad Street at Medical Center Parkway, on South Church Street in the Barfield area, and our location on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna, or at Junior's Foodland on Main Street.
Good food and fun!
DirecTV by Entersource, your trusted source for entertainment.
Business owners could call the 800 number and get the same channels, but
they know that if something happens, we're going to be there immediately. If you've got a sports bar, 50 TVs going, and it's a Saturday afternoon and something goes down, you can't wait till Tuesday to get it fixed. It's got to be fixed right then.
Get rid of cable and upgrade to DirecTV.
Don't call the 800 number for DirecTV. Call your local authorized DirecTV dealer. DirecTV by Entersource, 815-1800.
Blackman throws the ball inbounds. It's intercepted. Here comes Jackson down the floor to Bond, and she's fouled. Another Smyrna turnover, which is going to possibly result in points. They are going to get it underneath their basket, Blackman.
Well, the last two's resulted in a couple of baskets, John.
Inbound pass to Dangerfield, wide open. Dangerfield with 13, 46-24. Hughes drives baseline, needs some help, tipped. Brady gets it underneath the basket, pushes the layup too hard. Alexander's there with the left hand. Brian Alexander with 7, 46-26. Jackson with the jumper is good. Just a two-pointer for Mimi Jackson. 11 for her, and it's 22-point lead again for Blackman. They came out here in the second half as they did in the first half with a lot of points. Here's a jumper by Hunt. It's a first bank three. That was from about 22 feet, folks. Treasure Hunt with 8. 48-29. 5:48 to go in the third quarter. Brian, who we got coming up next? I know we got a boys' game. Who we got coming
yes,
up?
Yes, we've got the boys' action.
Jumper by Dangerfield for 3.
Of course, the folks listening to this on the radio, we have nothing coming up next because this will be our last game on the radio. It's our first game on the stream.
Alexander with a nice move inside. Puts it up with a right hook. And she's going to be fouled going up. And the basket's going to be good. And the foul is on Bond, the third foul on Jazz Bond. Pretty balanced scoring for the starting five for Blackman. We'll give you that in a second. From the Toots free throw line, here's it. Alexander misses the shot. Rebound, Johnson. Dangerfield with 16. Jackson with 11. Norris with 8. Alex Johnson with 7. It's pretty rounded out. Micah Norris gets down low to Johnson. How she held on to that pass. Goes up. She's fouled. Man, they could all be on the softball team. The way they throw passes. Johnson's going to go to the Toots free throw line. Toots, good food and fun on Broad and South Church in Murfreesboro. And on Sam Ridley in Smyrna. Johnson eyes it, puts it up, good. Johnson with 8. She'll get another. KK Williams getting ready to check in for the Blaze. Angel Allen also in. And Norris goes out. Greatrex is in, so he's resting almost everyone. Second free throw by Johnson is good. She's got 9, and the lead is 22 again. They hit you in bunches, and then you make them play even with them. But when they hit you in bunches, they grab those big leads, and it's just hard to mount any kind of comeback.
And then they squash any comebacks pretty quickly, too.
Here's Blanchard, has it left side on the wing to Hunt, left side. A little head fake there by Hunt. Over to Blanchard. Hughes is standing there at the high post. Here's Brady. They look, they give it over to Hunt. Hunt to Brady. Over to Blanchard. She's going to drive. Goes in the lane. Puts it up with the left hand. No good. Too strong. Rebound. Allen. Flipping out to Dangerfield. Here come the Blaze. At Dangerfield. Great tricks. Layup good. They make it look so easy. 55-31. So evidently the layoff has not hurt the Blaze.
No, they have come out and flexed their muscle here. That's why they're the state's number one team in girls basketball.
Long jumper, no good. Brady up and puts it back in, misses it. Rebound, Blanchard, she'll try it. Shoots it from about nine, it's no good. Rebound, Graytrex. Graytrex is going to be a good player for them.
Yeah.
He's a sophomore.
Really impressed how deep Chad Hibden's bench is right now. He's really developed a lot of these players throughout the season.
Getting them playing time is maybe the biggest problem he has. There's a first bank three from the corner by Dangerfield, who's having quite a night. She's got now 19.
Yeah, and she's getting better and better, and the more she plays, the more dangerous she gets, and she's really shooting the ball well tonight.
There's a long three from Brady. Answers that one, 58-34. Across the timeline comes Dangerfield. Gets a screen from Graytrix. Dishes it off to the left corner to Williams. Misses it. In and out. Rebound Hunt. Here come the Lady Bulldogs. 3:10 to go in the third. Down by 24. The Bulldogs have it. Over to Hunt. Gets a pick from Hughes. Stops. Shoots. 18-footer. Rolls. No good. Rebound. Picked up. Allen. Allen walks it across. Brings it down right side. Fakes baseline. Now gives it over to Dangerfield. Pass back to Graytrix. They try to get it inside to Johnson. It's tipped away. It'll be Blackman's ball. More substitutions. Caitlin Moore and Allie Bolton coming in for Smyrna. Mimi Jackson, Micah Norris for Blackman. And Dangerfield will get a well-deserved rest, as will Johnson.
John Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Lady Raiders 83, FAU 77. The middle men beat Kennesaw State 11-10 in eight innings.
Jackson with a beautiful pass inside to Graytrix. The shot's missed. Rebound, Smyrna. Moore has it for the Bulldogs. In the corner, it goes to Hughes. Cross-court pass to Brady. Open for three. Swish! Brady getting the hot hand here. She's got eight. 58-37. K.K. Williams gives it back over to Allen. And now over to Graytrix. Nice screen. Jackson feeds a great pass down low. The layup is good, and she's fouled. Whoa, man, oh, man. What a pass by Mimi Jackson.
You can see why they were so interested in having her as the Tennessee Lady Vol, as she committed this last week.
And we've got a timeout on the floor. Micah Norris will be at the Toots free throw line when we come back. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball coverage of the District 7 AAA Basketball Tournament right here on WGNS. Stay with us.
Since 2008, your neighbors have trusted locally owned Ace Construction of Tennessee for their roofing, siding, gutters, insurance claim assistance, and more. 809-2621. Ace Construction has an A rating and is an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau. Ace Construction is fully insured, licensed, and bonded. Call 809-2621 to schedule a free no-obligation inspection. 809-2621. Ace Construction of Tennessee. 809-2621. Online at aceconstructiontn.com.
Craig's Tax Service.
We perform tax preparation, individual tax returns, corporations, partnerships, and all your payroll bookkeeping needs.
Brandon Craig with Craig's Tax Service.
We fulfill all your tax preparation needs from individual returns to corporations and handle any of those scary letters you may get from the IRS.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We're proud to support all Rutherford County athletes.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty Keene, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Free throw is missed, but Blackman gets the rebound back, and Norris, who took the foul shot, gets another chance but misses the jump shot. Down with the rebound is Blanchard for Smyrna. Long pass to Bolton. Going to have an easy lane. Misses the shot. Boy, they've missed two or three of those tonight. Here's Williams. That may have something to do with the pressure that Blackman's putting out. Long jumper by Jackson in the corner is no good. We're going to give her a blue star tonight for all the assists she's had, though. Brady goes all the way in. No good. The shot. Rebound. Bolton flips it out to Moore. This freshman will hit. Misses. Rebound. Jackson. Coming down the floor for Blackman. Long pass to Williams. Spins in the lane. Finds Allen running down the lane. And she's going to be fouled by Blanchard. And just like that, Allen goes to the Toots Good Food free throw line, and that is four fouls now on Blanchard. Toots Good Food and Fun, they have daily specials to save you money. Visit Toots.com. Free throw is up, and it's good. Allen, first points of the night. Hughes coming out, Alexander coming in. Blanchard finds herself on the bench with four fouls. So Kaylin Moore going to probably get a lot of playing time here in this one.
Best thing about this Blackman Lady Blaze team, as good as they are, John, they're young.
Missed free throw. Here's Bree Patterson in. Forgot about Bree. Boy, if you got foul trouble, she's a pretty good one that you can go to. Here's Moore. Head fake, now gives it over to Bolton. Bolton at the wing in the corner to Moore. The long jumper is no good. Rebound. Alexander puts it up off the glass and good. Got a nose for the basketball. You know they say you have nose for the football. Well, Breanne Alexander has a nose for the basketball and knows where it is and gets a lot of garbage points like that.
She maneuvers so well around the basket.
Allen. Yeah, Austin Peay is going to be glad to have her. Here's Jackson. 45 seconds to go. Between the circles, now gives it over to the right wing to Micah Norris. Misses the long jumper. Allen way high for the rebound, but couldn't keep her feet, and it goes out of bounds. That's a turnover for the Blaze. That is number 12.
WGNS State Farm coverage of the District 7 AAA basketball tournament brought to you in part by State Farm agents Andy Womack, Celeste Middleton, Bud Morris, David Wilson, Jeannie Allman, Trey Helton, and Monty King. Get to a better state with State Farm.
Here's Moore with 26 seconds to go in the quarter. Bouncer to Brady. Long jumper. Short rebound. Moore had it for a second. There's a scramble for it. Allen on the floor. Moore on the floor. Bolton on the floor. It's a jump ball. And the possession error will go to...
Well, he's saying the other official saying it was kicked, I think.
Well, we'll see who overrides it. And all right. Well, it's going to be Smyrna's ball. Dangerfield's going to come back in. Williams goes out.
It was going to be their ball regardless since they had possession.
Right.
If they change the possession arrow, that will be the case, but they haven't changed it yet.
Well, I'm a little misunderstand that a little bit because, well, I'll tell you about it in a second. There's a jumper by Bolton. Alexander down low for the putback. Alexander with 13, 61-41. But that was really kicked late, you know?
It was.
To get that call. And that's the end of the third quarter, nevertheless. Blackman's up by 20. They lead 61-41. You're listening to State Farm coverage of the District 7 AAA basketball tournament. And we'll be back right after this.
Get styled for fall at Stones River Mall. Cooler weather is just around the corner, so shop now for this season's hottest fashions. Pair a cozy sweater with dark denim to look trendy while you cheer on your favorite team. Shop for your favorites at Dillard's, JCPenney, or Versona. With more than 60 retailers, you're sure to find something you love at Stones River Mall. Find us on Facebook and Twitter for style tips, upcoming events, and sales info.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
Now's the best time to make your yard the talk of the neighborhood. This is Lester Martin, and it's the perfect time to let Martin's Home and Garden plant trees, shrubs, and perennials. Plus, we do leaf removal. From residential to commercial, let our expert landscape designers come out for a free estimate and craft a magnificent lawn, office center, or whatever you need.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Where beauty and quality meet.
State Farm agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Smyrna with the basketball. As we start the fourth quarter of play, Bree Patterson in, along with Brady, Hunt, Alexander, Moore, Bond back in for Blackman, along with Norris, Jackson, Dangerfield, and Johnson. Moore drives all the way in, misses the shot, tipped out of bounds off of Johnson. It'll be Smyrna's ball underneath their basket. A 20-point Blackman lead.
Don't forget to join us on Monday for the Girls Consolation and Championship, 550 airtime on air and online. And boys will be on Tuesday, 550 pregame, consolation game, then the championship game to follow. Two games Monday, two games Tuesday to wind up the district tournament.
Here's Brady, gives it to Moore, top of the key. A couple of dribbles, gives it over to Patterson. She'll set it back up. 20-point lead for Blackman. Brady drives baseline, goes up, puts it up strong, misses the shot. Rebound, Johnson loses it. Dangerfield comes down with it with those quick hands of hers. Long pass to Bond, tries to get it by Patterson, does. To Bond, jumper from the corners, no good. Rebound picked up by Hunt, tipped away. Alexander comes away with it. Now she's going to be fouled, and Brianna takes a hard spill on the floor.
Yeah, and she broke that fall with her right forearm, but she's going to get up and shake it off. She's tough as nails.
And the fourth foul on Jazz Bond, and she will have to go to the bench. Angel Allen comes in for her. 7:07 to go in the game, 61-41. Patterson has it for Smyrna. Smyrna's going to have a chance. They're going to have to score and score often. Here's a pick from Alexander. Hunt goes up with a long-range jumper. It's no good. Here comes Norris. Blackman streaking down the floor again. Jackson waits, turns, puts up an eight-footer. Good. Wow. And again, a timeout this time for Blackman. 63-41. Blackman on top. We'll be back.
At Little Caesars, we make it easy. Our hot and ready pizzas are available all day, every day. So you can just walk in and pick up a large pepperoni for $5 without calling ahead.
Get a hot and ready pepperoni pizza for $5 or a three-meat treat for $8 at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
Little Caesars proudly introduces the new deep, deep dish pizza with 8 thick, crispy corner slices, hot and ready every day for just $8.
On Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart, and Franklin Road next to Matco.
Pizza, pizza.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And we're back. Brady has it for Smyrna. Moore, nice fake. Puts it up from 15, no good. Rebound. Patterson. 63-41 Blackman. They try to get it inside to Alexander, but they've not had a lot of luck doing so tonight. They've double-teaming her. Oh, Hunt going to be called for walking. He thought it could have been a charge. Kind of lost her balance and ran right into Angel Allen. Coming back in the game is Dangerfield. 6:20 to go. It's been all Blackman tonight. Smyrna was able to cut the lead at one time to 9, and that's the closest they've gotten. Over to Norris in the corner. Now drives baseline. Goes up. With the short jumper, it's no good. Alexander down with the rebound. Flips it out to Brady. It's intercepted by Jackson. They're going to call a foul on her, and probably a good call there. Wasn't a lot of contact, but there was some. And the foul on Mimi Jackson. Second foul on her. And throwing it inside court will be Treasure Hunt for Smyrna. Blanchard playing with four fouls now back in there. Hunt, needing somebody to throw to, and she finally does, gives it to Brooklyn. Gets a screen from Bolton, drives in the lane, no good, but a foul going to be called. And she will go to the Toots free throw line. And the foul is on Dangerfield, her second foul. Toots, good food and fun. They have wings, burgers, salads, and more. Free throw is up and no good. They've got three local locations on Broad and South Church in Murfreesboro and on Sam Ridley in Smyrna. K.K. Williams getting ready to check in, and so does Jazz Bond. Dangerfield and Johnson go out. Second free throw also missed. Rebound, Norris. 63-41. Blackman, Norris. Trying to feed it down low to Allen. It's kicked.
John, the eight AAA girls that are still left, by the way, these will be the four teams that our teams will match up with: Columbia, Lincoln County, Shelbyville, and Franklin County. And in boys, it's Columbia, Coffee County, Franklin County, and Lawrence County. They're playing the 8 AAA District Tournament, and that's our region opponents.
Jackson for three from 20. It's good. She has had a great night tonight. Mimi Jackson, she's got 16. Here's a drive by Brady from the left side. Going to go up, and they're going to call a foul. And was the basket good? I believe it is. All right. So going to the line will be Brady. She has 10.
Well, it really looks like everybody for Blackman is playing at another level, you know, and I'm sure Chad Hibden is very glad to see that because Mimi Jackson has had a heck of a game. Not saying that she has really bad games, but she's elevated her game, and I think everyone else has too. Crystal Dangerfield, Jazz Bond. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Here's Jackson in the corner to Williams, to Graytrix. Loses it momentarily. Back to Williams. Thought about the shot. Now gives it over to Jackson. Going to shoot again. Good!
Oh, my goodness.
First bank three, Mimi Jackson. First bank three. Wow. Two in a row for Mimi. And here's Treasure Hunt. She'll take the long three. It's good. Treasure Hunt, first bank three. That was way downtown. She has 11. 69-47, 4:38 to go in the game. Blackman comfortably in front at this point. Here's Williams driving all the way in. Goes up with it, won't fall. Rebound Alexander, who's pulled off of quite a few tonight. Long feed, intercepted. Cannot throw that cross-court pass. Jackson, Williams misses the shot. Bond there to put it back up and in and good, and she's fouled. Blanchard going to foul out here. As Jazz Bond gets her sixth point.
Listen to all this that just happened there. Mimi Jackson goes up. She had a layup. She gave it up to K.K. Williams. K.K. missed the shot, kind of altered it to get around the defender, and then Bond was there to put it back in the hole. That is what you call unselfish play, and it's really fun basketball to watch when you see that.
71-47 our score. Jazz Bond at the Tooch free throw line. Puts it up, and it is good. Bond has seven. The scoring, the balanced scoring is what's been phenomenal for Blackman tonight. We've got four, five players close to being double figures. Moore, oh, good crossover move by Moore. Gives it to Brady, loses it. Came off of her knee, jump ball. It's going to belong to Blackman. Another turnover for the Bulldogs. That's 27. 27 turnovers.
Well, you cannot win big games with that many turnovers, and Sean Middleton will be the first to admit that, I'm sure.
Here's the feed from Williams back to Dangerfield. I'll make that Allen. 3:57 to go, 72-47. Williams to Bond, gets it down low to Johnson, and the layup is good inside. Well, I don't want to toot too many horns here, but there you're up by that many points, you're trying to go inside to your big girl, and that's a good sign too. And a double dribble on Treasure Hunt. 28 turnovers now for Smyrna. And when you're a coach, like if you're Sean Middleton, you can't coach those turnovers, you know, during a game. You just, there's no plan for that. We've got a substitution in for Blackman. That's Jada Hughes. Just checked in. We'll probably see a little bit more of that as we go along here in the final 3:33. Allen gets a pick from Johnson. Still dribbling. Throws it away. Over to Hunt. Hunt, two on two. Gets by Allen, goes up strong for the layup, and she's fouled by Allen. Treasure Hunt's having a good game. She's got 13. And she'll go to the Tooch free throw line. You know, they've got all kinds of special deals going on, but my favorite's Tuesday night, Brian. You got wings, burgers, salads, and more, and I can just.
Talking about Burger Day?
I can see the Burger Day. I mean, I can see it every Tuesday night.
They got $4.99 specials, lunch specials, every day of the week, all weekend long. $10.99 full rib platters.
You can't cook it at home for that price.
Nope.
Free throw by Hunt is good. Treasure with 14. 74-50. It's a 24-point Blackman lead. Approaching the 3-minute mark in the game. Here's Johnson driving. Good move. Layup good. Johnson with 13 points. We've got a timeout. We'll take 1-2. Blackman leads Smyrna 76-50.
Chocolate and flowers are nice, but for this Valentine's Day, why not give your family a true and lasting gift of love?
Come by Krischer Law Firm during the month of February and talk to me about setting up a will or trust, and we will give you $100 off our normal prices. The consultation is free, and there is no obligation. Give the gift of peace of mind for your spouse and kids. They'll love you for it.
Krischer Law Firm, planning for the future, protecting families, preserving wealth.
Learn more at KrischerLawFirm.com.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Do you have a sports-related injury? Schedule an appointment with Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance today. TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit our friends at TOA.com.
76-50 here, the final 3 minutes of the game. Blackman firmly in front. And guess what? They're just a few minutes away from playing in that championship game. Here's Hunt over to Patterson. Patterson drives, now gives it over to Brady, who can't save it. It's out of bounds, another turnover. They're at 29 now. Blackman to throw it in. Williams got a new Blackman player in here. That's Taylor Freeman. And she has the ball right now. Bounce pass to Hughes. Hughes bounces it back to Freeman. Freeman throws it away. Here comes Patterson. Working one-on-one with Allen. Nice defensive play by Allen to save the basket. Tipped it away from her. Brady gets it back, however, goes up, it's blocked, scramble for it on the floor, still scrambling for it. They're going to call a jump ball, and it's going to belong to Smyrna. Getting some more changes, Caitlin Moore coming in for Smyrna. And let's see, can't see her number yet. Can't see either one of their numbers yet. There's 12, I believe, is that right? 12, yes. Adrian Bowden. And here's a long jumper that's up and no good. And that's by Diamond Forrest. Here's Williams with the ball. Stolen away by Moore. Moore going up with the basket. Blocked by Allen. Those quick hands of Angel Allen have saved two baskets, Brian, just in the last 30 seconds.
Well, everybody on the Blackman bench seems to have such extension.
Here is Brady, gives it out to Bowden, to Moore. Moore, back to Bowden, shoots the three, no good. Rebound, picked up Allen. Here come the Blaze, a minute 54. Over to Freeman. Freeman looks to Hughes. Oh, gets a nice pick by Greatrix, but I think Hughes wanted to try to feed her inside, and Greatrix was in position, but the pass was errant. 76-50 the score. Smyrna will be in the consolation game. We don't know who they're going to play next.
Will either be Oakland or Riverdale. It'll be the loser of that game.
Here's Moore inside in the corner. Misses it. It's blocked, in other words. And there's a jump ball. It's going to belong to Blackman. More changes coming in. Jasmine Bunch into the game for Blackman. And Mia Van Zandt in the game.
Be sure to check out WGNSradio.com/sports for the latest district tournament news, scores, and information.
Here's Blackman with the ball, and it's Bunch who has the basketball. A minute 20 to go. Over to Van Zandt. Van Zandt drives, puts it up, missed. Rebound. It's Hughes. Here's Bunch, takes the jumper. Too strong, out of bounds. It's going to belong to Blackman. A minute 7 to go, 76-50, if you just joined us. Game 2 coming up. Here is Bunch. Gives it over to Freeman. Freeman stops, loses it. Picked up by Smyrna. Here comes Moore. Moore, going to stop. Going to shoot, it's blocked. But they're going to call a foul on Bunch, or make that Van Zandt, I think.
Of course, for those listening live or listening on the radio, this is the first game that we're broadcasting after the three additional games, an encore. We had it live on WGNSradio.com and on our smartphone apps. And then if you're listening on the radio, you're hearing it on the air and on our stream. The first game of four played today.
Moore hits the points from the Toots free throw line. And they're going to give her another opportunity here. 76-51. Second one is up, also good. Moore's going to be a good one. She's a freshman. Middleton and Chad Hibden both have a lot of young players. So 7 AAA, I guess beware, I guess you should say. Here's a drive in by Bunch, and she's fouled. She'll go to the two free throw line. Oakland's pretty young. Riverdale's getting younger now. They're going to lose a couple of big seniors, 3 or 4 of them, but they've got some young ones coming up. Free throw is up. It's no good.
Well, the Blackman Lady Blaze are going to be the preseason favorite next year, that's for sure, because they're going to bring back this extremely young bunch. And after that, I don't really know.
Free throw's missed, but Graytrick's there to put it back. She's got 4. 78-52. Moore driving, goes up with the left hand, puts it in. Whoa, what a shot. Caitlin Moore with 8. Here comes Freeman. Lobs the pass over to Bunch. She saves it to Graytrix. She can't handle it, but it's off of Smyrna. And that's Candace Gaines, who just checked in.
Well, Blackman in the championship game where they, I'm sure, thought they would be. But you never know when you get into tournament play.
Here's Hughes to Graytrix. Turn around. Floater, good. Nice job, Mia Graytrix.
The thing about Blackman, though, today, they left no doubt.
Here's a drive by Moore. Gets it again. That's 2 beautiful shots by Caitlin Moore. Well, I know the game's out of reach, but we've seen some pretty nice shots as the game is over. The final score, the Blackman Lady Blaze win by a score of 80-56 over the Smyrna Lady Bulldogs, and it will put Blackman in the finals on Monday night, and Smyrna will drop down to the consolation game also on Monday night. Don't know who they'll play. Don't know either one who they'll play, but that's going to come up later on. So we are now at the end of game one, and you are you listening to WGNS State Farm coverage of the District 7 AAA basketball tournament. Brian will be back. I'll be back. We'll have more for you. And it's 80-56, the final score here from WGNS Radio. Stay with us.
The time is now.
Estate Auctions in Woodbury selling subject to court approval. Auctions will be on Saturday, February 22nd. The auctions will begin at 10 a.m. on McFerrin Street and then at 11 at 818 McCrary Street, 1130 925 McCrary Street. See pictures online of these Woodbury auctions Saturday, February 22nd at BobParksAuction.com.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. It may be a cliche, but home is where the heart is, and at Steve Martin Construction, we put our heart into every custom home we've built. It's the small things that make a house a home, and we understand that a little luxury can go a long way. You can see some of our work online at SteveMartinConstruction.com. I look forward to talking to you about building your dream home. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639, and online at SteveMartinConstruction.com.
Get to a better State Farm.
Next, it's the Prentice Also Heating and Air post-game show.
When it comes to the installation and service of a heating and cooling system for homes and businesses, people know they can rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Also Heating and Air Conditioning to take care of them. Call today at 890-1311 to find a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs. Online at PrenticeAlso.com.
Now for in-depth game coverage, let's join the WGNS Primetime Sports Team.
And welcome back. Final score here, 80-56. Blackman, no problem with Smyrna tonight. And it is a move now that they will go into the finals. And going to the consolation game will be the Smyrna as they win at 80-56. Brian joins me here, our Loveless Fine Photography players of the game. Well, I got a lot of candidates, but I'm going to choose Mimi Jackson for Blackman. You okay with that?
I thought she had a really great game tonight, and she is the dynamic. If they're going to contend for a state championship, she's the dynamic that they need. And her added points, her added athleticism, I mean, it's not like she hasn't been there all year. I think that K.K. Williams' depth I mean, just their depth is going to help them along the way, but it was good to see Mimi have a great game today.
I'm a little sentimental about the Smyrna choice. I'm going with Breanne Alexander with 13 points.
Yeah, she's just really smart around the goal, and there are really good things ahead for the Smyrna girls. They get to this consolation game, got a chance to be third or fourth. They will have to travel, but I think this district's got an excellent shot of having all four teams in the region semis. So they've still got a lot to play for sure.
Loveless Fine Photography, creating timeless portraits for over 30 years. They're the official senior photographer for Blackman, Eagleville, MTCS, Riverdale, Siegel, Smyrna, and Stewart's Creek. Check out action photos from the games at lovelessphotography.com. For photos you'll be proud of for a lifetime, call Loveless Fine Photography at 890-1558 or visit lovelessphotography.com. They're on Clark Boulevard between Memorial and Highland. Our Midas of Murfreesboro shift of the game. I've got to go with the first quarter when they came out and exploded out to a 14-2 lead. In fact, it was actually 14-0, I believe, before Smyrna was able to get their first basket. And you just can't say enough about how big a factor that is when you just do a shock value on a team like that. Even if you come back, Smyrna did get it to 9 in the first half, but I just think that first quarter was tremendous for them.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Midas, your one-stop shop for brakes, oil change, and all of your auto repair needs on Broad near Northfield. Trust the Midas touch. Our Mills Family Pharmacy prescription for success. Mr. Barrett?
I think, John, it has to be the forced turnovers, 30 turnovers in the game for the Smyrna girls. Blackman does that just about as good as anybody. Points off turnovers, it's a stat we don't keep, but I'm sure that it was very, very high. That, along with, I think just that alone, really gave the Lady Blaze the margin of victory, 80-56, that they needed to secure their fifth district tournament finals.
And a pre-stat for you, another key, I think a very good prescription, four of the five starters were in double figures tonight. So that's huge. And one that was in foul trouble, or she probably would have made it. Mills Family Pharmacy on South Church, providing you with the best possible medical care. Family owned and operated by Dr. Chad and Rebecca Mills. Online at millsfamilypharmacy.com.
We're going to do our final game stats here real quick, John, and then we'll wrap up our coverage here of the District 7 AAA tournament.
All right, team stats for Blackman and Smyrna tonight. Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. 17 rebounds for Smyrna, 15 for Blackman. Blackman shot 42% for the game, 29 of 69. They had six first bank threes. Smyrna was six first bank threes as well, 20 for 58 for 34%. Blackman 16 of 18 for 55%. Oh, 10 of 18, excuse me, for 55%. Smyrna 10 of 19 for 52%. Big factor, Brian's already mentioned it, 30 turnovers for Smyrna. That was the difference tonight. And 18 for Blackman, that was a lot, but those 30 turnovers, hard to overcome. The individual scoring looks like this. Crystal Dangerfield had 19. Micah Norris with 10. Alex Johnson with 13. Jazz Bond with 7. Mimi Jackson with 19. Angel Allen with 1. Mia Gratrix with 6. KK Williams with 4. For Smyrna, Treasure Hunt had 14. Brooklyn Blanchard with 9. Breanne Alexander with 13. Keisha Brady had 11. And Caitlin Moore came off the bench and scored 10. And I thought another factor in this game was Allie Bolton, who is usually a double figure, did not score tonight. So her shot wasn't going for him tonight. It could have helped him, but great player, just didn't shoot very well tonight and was shut out. But anyway, still go back to the 30 turnovers. Those team stats brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography.
All right, that's going to wrap up our coverage here of the District 7 AAA tournament on the radio. WGNS will be back on Monday with the girls' consolation and championship game, 5:50 airtime. That's when John and I will be back on the air. And for John Dinkins, our producer back at the station, Logan Probst, I'm Brian Barrett. And saying so long, everyone, here from Siegel High School. Until the next time we meet at the game.